Mesechtas Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Vav is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. At the end of last Mishnah, the Mishnah discussed a case where someone planted in one field two different varieties of chitin, of wheat, and whether or not he's going to have to give one portion of Peah or two portions of Peah is going to depend on whether he processes the field in one processing altogether or in two separate processes for the two different varieties of the wheat. So, in Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah comes to bring the source of this halacha. Mishnah Vav. Maisa, it once happened, Shazar Reb Shimon, Ish HaMitzpah. Reb Shimon, the man from Mitzpah, he planted this type of planting, where he planted two different varieties of the same species of, let's say, wheat. Two different varieties of wheat. And he came, Lefnei Reb Gamliel, he came before Rabbi Gamliel to ask him the shaila, what should he do? Does he need one portion of Peah or two portions of Peah? V'alu l'lishkas hagazis, and the two of them went up to the lishkas hagazis. Apparently Rabbi Gamliel did not have the answer for him, and together they went to ask the Sanhedrin that was in the room called lishkas hagazis, which was a room off the side of the Beis HaMikdash. V'shalu, and they asked the Sanhedrin. Amar Nachma Halavlar. Nachum, the scribe, he responded to them and he answered their shaila. Mekabal ani, I have received a Kabbalah, a tradition that I have. May Rabbi Miyasha, I have this tradition from Rabbi Miyasha. Shekibo me Abba, and he received this from my father. Shekibo me Nazugis, he received this from the pairs that transferred the Messiah from one to the next. Shekibu min ha-Nevi'im, that they heard from even before them, from the Nevi'im, the prophets, and they had a halacha la-Moshe mi-Sinai. They had this tradition all the way back, a halacha that was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har-Sinai. So he's saying that this halacha was told over by mouth through the generations, all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu on Har-Sinai, that this halacha, b'zerea sadeu shnei mini chitzin, someone who plants his field, two different varieties of wheat, if he harvests them all together in one harvesting and processes it all together, then nice and pay achas. He gives one portion of pay. Shtei granas, if he harvests it and processes it in two separate harvestings, then nice and shtei pays, he's going to have to give two pays. So the Mishnah is saying that there is a Masera all the way back from Moshe on Har Sinai, which we call a halacha Moshe Misinai, something that's not open in any psukim, but we have a Masera all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu. So this halacha was taught in that fashion. Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah lists several different examples where the harvesting was not the normal harvesting. Sada shekitzarua gayim, a field that gayim non-Jews came and they harvested his field and they came to steal his produce and they harvested his field. Or kitzarua listim, robbers came and stole it. So in this case, it was not the typical case where the landowner was harvesting his own field. Others came to rob his field and harvest it. Or kirsimua namalim, if the ants came and they chewed up the bottom of the stalks and separated the stalks from the ground and then thereby harvested the field in an abnormal fashion. Shivarata haruach, if the wind blew and cracked the stalks and again harvested the field. A behema, animals came and stepped on it and cracked the stalks. So in all these cases, pitarua, the owner's pater, he's not obligated in giving peah. Why is this? The Rav explains that the pasuk says, ubekutzrichem eskitzir artzichem, and when you're harvesting the harvest of your land, then you have to leave peah. You can't cut the entire field. You have to leave over peah in the field for the aniyim, for the poor people. The pasuk says, ubekutzrichem, when you're harvesting, and so it needs to be the normal type of harvest. In these situations where other people are ransacking his field, or there's abnormal causes for his field being harvested, so then it doesn't meet the requirement of the pasuk, and he's not obligated in giving peah. The Mishnah continues, katzer chatzia, if he harvested half of the field himself, and he was going to leave peah on the second half, but then before he finished harvesting, because through a listim, robbers came and they harvested. Katsura listim chetzia, and the robbers came in and harvested the second half of the field. So in this case, pitarua, he's pater, he's not obligated in giving Apeya, 1/60th, even from the first half that he harvested. Why? Shechevis Apeya Bekama. Because the obligation to leave Peya was left behind in the standing stalks on the second half of the field, and he was going to leave it there, and the robbers, when they harvested in an abnormal fashion, it wasn't the owner harvesting it, so it made him exempt from Peya. Had he harvested the whole field, then he would be obligated to pay out of pocket the 1/60th of Peah. But since he didn't finish the harvest and he was planning on leaving from the second half, he was going to leave Peah. So it didn't, his money in his pocket did not become obligated yet in Peah. It was still on the field. And that last bit of the field was harvested in an abnormal fashion. So he's exempt from leaving Peah.